BBC's Gary Lineker brands USA an extraordinarily racist country ahead of hosting 2026 World Cup. By Warner Todd Houston on December 14, 2022. Gary Lineker, a current British soccer analyst and former player, went on an anti-American tirade this week, branding the United States extraordinarily racist. Lineker has been highly critical of the 2022 World Cup for the country of Qatar's human rights record. He blasted Qatar for killing workers with unsafe working conditions during the construction of the wonderful World Cup facilities, the Irish Mirror reported. The 61-year-old ex-striker also blasted Qatar for its treatment of gays, saying, "Homophobia is an issue here. Women's rights are a little bit of an issue here." But during his comments, he insisted that every country has got issues. And then he attacked the USA, which will host the next World Cup in cooperation with Mexico. "And we're off to America in 4 years' time. With Canada and Mexico, but obviously America's an extraordinarily racist country. So, there's always issues, but it was more the fact that we just pointed out a few facts," Lineker exclaimed. However, Lineker seemingly had no qualms with Qatar's human rights record when he was pocketing £1.6 million while working directly for the Qatari-owned broadcaster Al Jazeera. The former footballer earned £440,000 a year working with the outlet from 2009 to 2013. The highly paid BBC presenter has also voiced his support for anthem kneeling and gone so far as to imply those who disagree with anthem protests are racists. Regardless, Lineker seems to have racism on the brain and even once claimed that he was a victim of racist abuse because, as a white man, his skin was a bit darker than that of other white men. "I was a tiny, geeky kid with darkish skin. I had pretty much racist abuse, although I'm as English as they come," Lineker absurdly claimed in an interview in June. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.